Joining us now on the Shel Penzel Performance Line, Mavericks analyst for Fox Sports Southwest, NBA vet of 16 years, 12 of those spent in Dallas, Derek Harper. Derek, thanks for making time for us. Quite a show put on last night by young Luka Doncic. Sets the record already for triple-doubles by a Mav. Are you surprised at all by how quickly, even after what we saw last year, his game has developed into what he's doing this year?
Good evening to you guys. First off, I can't say that I'm surprised after last year. I mean, he was crowned Rookie of the Year, obviously, beating out Trae Young. Luka is just one of these guys that, in my opinion, that's just he's an experienced guy. I mean, he was professional at 14, and I think all of that comes into play when you start talking about a guy having instant success like Luka has done. He just gets it. I mean, he's just a phenom that makes the game look real easy. I think it's unprecedented what he's been able to do in just a year and a half or a year and a little bit over a half.
Sarah, we're talking to a Chicago villain or legend, which way you want to look at it. You know, I still remember as a child, Derek Harper slinging JoJo English into the front row of that Knicks Bulls first round series. So I'm still mad at you,
yeah,
Derek.
Yeah, we weren't fans, just, you know, back then, but now we're cool. Now we're cool.
A 12-year-old me is still mad at you, D. Harper.
Not a proud moment is what I'll say. My mother was at that game, believe it or not. She gave me a whoopee, is what else.
So JoJo got one and the D-Harp got one. It makes sense.
Yeah.
All right, so Luka Doncic, Rick Carlisle said that he became a smarter coach and they became a better team when he finally put the ball in Luka Doncic's hands. There was a time when he was off the ball in his rookie year. When that happened, did you realize how much responsibility he could handle? And where can his game go? Where can he refine some pieces of his game? Because, you know, it looks great right now and he's playing fantastic. But there's still some refinement necessary, right?
Absolutely. I think the sky's the limit for Luka. He's a very intelligent player. I will say that when you start talking about the kid. I mean, he's young, but he's mature as just a 21-year-old player. And where I think Luka can improve is just his, like most young players, decision-making. Shoots a lot of threes, but I think Luka shoots a lot of tough threes. You know, everybody talks about step back and things of that nature. It's cute and it's fancy and it looks good, but it's a difficult shot. He's shooting 9 three-pointers a game, but just 31% from the three-point line. So, you know, I think his shot selection has to get better. But I think all in all, I mean, once he figures all of that stuff out, the guy's going to dominate the game. He's shooting 70-plus percent on two-pointers, or in the paint, I should say. And with that being said, once he decides that he wants to dominate the NBA, if he works down low, he's going to be able to do that with ease because of his size, his strength against small forwards. He can get around bigger players on the offensive end. And, I mean, again, the sky's the limit for how good he can be.
It's Spain and Company, Sarah Spain, Jason Goff. We're talking to Derek Harper on the Shel Penzel Performance Line. Spent 12 years playing in Dallas now, works for Fox Sports Southwest. You know, when you look at some of these statistics, specifically the way the NBA is changing, Doncic breaks the record that Jason Kidd had in 122 games. It took Jason Kidd 500 games in Dallas to get as many triple-doubles as he had. How much does that tell you? Because I'm not saying the stats are inflated. Luka is incredible. But how much does it tell you about how the game is changing and how what we're watching, you know, might be a whole generation of players that do things that seem impressive when compared to previous iterations of the game?
Wow, that's such an interesting question. The game has certainly changed. There's no doubt about that. It's threes or twos. There's no in-between when you talk to a lot of organizations and you look at some of the plus-minus stuff that goes on in the league. But I just think that he's ahead of the curve when you start talking about how to get assists, how to score the basketball in a variety of ways. Who's hot, who's not. Luka understands that. He really just has an uncanny ability of making the game seem easy as a player, and it's mainly because of how smart he is as a player. Magic Johnson, LeBron James, those guys, when you start talking about triple-doubles, those are the guys that Russell Westbrook, obviously, recently, but those are the guys that dominated that part of the game. Magic, triple-double machine for a long time. To me, the best 19-year-old player ever to play, I mean, to have the best numbers early in his career, I mean, he was phenomenal, winning a championship his rookie year. Luka's on that page. He's one of those guys that can dominate a game in a lot of different ways.
What did you think of your first look at Zion up close and personal in the second game of a back-to-back?
I like Zion a lot. He's a very talented, gifted guy, very strong, plays with a lot of fierce power. He's going to have to learn to shoot. That simple. We're in a league now and in a time in the league now where if you can't shoot the basketball, mm-hmm. you're simply just not as effective as everybody else as a player. And I think he's going to have to get some more stuff opposed to just trying to power everybody because that's not going to work. I thought the Mavericks did the best job I've seen any team, you know, for him being in the league in small sample sizes or playing in small sample sizes. Kleba, Porzingis, those guys did a good job containing him, slowing him down. And the one thing that I noticed and that stuck out to me, he wants to get to his left hand right away as quickly as he can. And if you take that away from him, he's got to come up with something else. And I think it's pure being able to knock down a 15, 16-foot jump shot. Don't have to shoot threes all the time, but he's going to have to get some other stuff. He's a very talented guy. Runs the floor, finishes through contact and all of those things. But it's a little bit – the game is a little bit different from just powering over everyone.
It's Spain & Company, Sarah Spain, Jason Goff. We're talking to Derek Harper on the Shell Penzel Performance Line, 16-year NBA vet. Before I let you go, I'm just kind of curious, what are the expectations for the Mavs? They're sitting in seventh right now in the West. How much does this fan base, how much does this staff and this team expect to do in the postseason? Or are they looking at this a little like gravy because of how excited they are to have this quick of a bounce back from like Dirk in that era?
So, you know, I think it's gravy. That's a good point. I think they've overachieved this year as a team. There's no doubt about that. When the season started, I don't think anybody was talking about the Mavericks being a 6th, 7th seed, maybe making the playoffs as an 8th seed, I think is where we were here in Dallas. But they've overachieved, number one rated offense in the NBA. That's their strength. Personally, I don't think anybody really wants to see Dallas because I think they're going to be a very tough out when you start talking about a 7-game series because they have a lot of guys that can make plays, that can make shots. They're improving on the defensive side of the basketball, and I just think Dallas has a real solid team that can make some noise come playoff time. I don't want to put pressure on them. I don't think they want to put it on themselves, but I think Rick Carlisle likes exactly where his team is right now.
Yeah. Hey, thanks for the time, and, you know, all's
Absolutely.
Forgiven. You know, we remember that it was an excellent trade. We were willing to give up English for 2 games if it meant getting you out of that series for 2 games, too. So it was a real fair trade. We appreciate that, actually.
Sarah, thank you for having me. I enjoyed talking to you guys.
Real diplomatic, D-Harp. Real diplomatic. It steals things.
Yeah, he's figured out that temper.
Like, what would you like for me to say?
Nothing.
I think you nailed it.
It is what it is. That's how it happens. In the heat of battle, things happen. That's what I'm
saying. Oh, there it is.